Hey, what's going on, my friend? It's Jordan Kalish here. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing a solo episode. Now, these solo episodes will consist of either an Instagram live that I've created or a separate video that I pulled from somewhere else that I really wanted to share on the podcast so you could have the audio experience. Now, whenever I do these solo episodes, particularly the Instagram lives, they're really just a stream of consciousness. I try not to plan them too much. I just allow whatever needs to come through me in that moment to come through. And usually the content is just what is needed for the person on the other side. And I trust that if you're here about to receive this, there's something here for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. My one request is if you did get some value from this solo episode, please ensure that you subscribe if you haven't already so that I can keep you posted when more of these come out, and share it with a friend as well if you got something useful from this information. So again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this knowledge. It says so much about you to be on this journey. And I really hope you get something from today's episode. So enjoy. What's going on, my friend? Welcome. Welcome to this digital gathering. It's a Friday. Felt like jumping on here and sharing some things with you. I'm back in Austin. I've been on a little adventure over the last couple of months. I've come from Japan, back out to America. I've settled back into life here in Austin, Texas for the next little bit. And I've really had a really challenging couple of weeks, but it's been a lot of learning, a lot of discovery. And I feel called to share with you some of those lessons to hopefully remind you or to help you come back onto the path that you're meant to be walking here on earth. So thanks for joining me, kings and queens. Appreciate it. I'm going to flow for the next little bit. And then if there's some questions that come up from my sharings, there will be some space for that. And I just wanted to give some context around some of the discoveries or the lessons that I've had over the last little bit. You know, after traveling back from Japan, where I was almost on holiday for like all of January, and there was this part of me that was ready to get back into what I would call work. But what my work is just creating, right? Getting back into the process of creation. So when I returned to America, I had these expectations. I had these ideas of what I wanted to get done while I was here. And not too long after I arrived back in America, I struggled to find rhythm. I struggled to find that flow of energy. And when the flow wasn't there, I noticed myself judging myself and not creating or not fulfilling or meeting the expectations that I had set. Now, this is something that I've fallen into the trap of many times throughout this journey. It's something that I know a lot of high achieving, driven type individuals will often struggle with, which is when you set goals, when you set things that you want to get done, but then when you wake up and your body is not feeling it, you're not in the flow, you're not feeling that creative energy move through you, what do you do in those moments? Do you push through? Do you try to just keep showing up even though you don't feel like it? Or do you listen to your body and step back and allow the flow of energy to pull you in another direction? Now, what I have found is when you're committed to mastery, the path of mastery that I'm trying to walk when it comes to living a life in alignment with my highest purpose is trusting the flow of energy. The flow of energy is the thing that brings you the most joy, the thing that inspires you. And it's often different every single day, right? It's often about tuning in, becoming sensitive to where is the flow of energy today? What is it directing you towards? And then having the courage to know, or the discernment to know, that if this thing that you're trying to do, if the energy is not flowing, do you have the courage to step back and go with the flow in another direction? This is what I found to be the most challenging. At least I've found when you're trying to operate a business, but then you're also trying to prioritize this standard of joy, expression, freedom, peace, harmony. And when it's not there, very often we start to judge ourselves. At least for me, I put pressure on myself when I'm not showing up at my best or I'm not creating consistently. I start to judge myself because like I'm not flowing. What am I doing wrong? And it's in the judgment that we create resistance. Resistance to what is. Like often if you're resisting what you're feeling, that heavier emotion will linger around longer than what it needs to, and it starts to weigh you down. It starts to cut you off from returning back to clarity. And if you resist over a period of time, often when you start to resisting things, often your body will start to carry this energy, and this will turn into often getting sick. And this happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I started to get lower energy because I was resisting things, and I started to get sick. And then all of a sudden, the spiral pulls you further down because then you're frustrated that you're sick. And a lot of the times, for me, the lesson in that is being able to be compassionate with yourself when you're not feeling the flow, when you're not feeling your best? Can you have compassion for yourself? Because I become my own worst enemy when I'm not feeling my best, when I'm feeling sick. I start to question, like, what am I doing wrong? How do I fix this? How do I solve this? Like, why does this keep happening? All of these victim stories start to show up when I'm not, you know, accessing my fullness of my capacity. And it's the victim stories that create this illusion, right? This illusion that there's something wrong. There's illusion that there's something that needs to be fixed or solved. And this stage of operation where you think there's something wrong, this is where the personal development world, the health biohacking space, all of these industries thrive off us thinking that there's something we got to work on or fix. And you'll notice that you only start to think that when you've lost touch with your highest joy, your highest expression, the flow of energy, that when you're in that place, you're never doubting or questioning anything. You know you're exactly where you need to be, and the right information, the right words expressed through you when you're in that place. But it's when we go out of that place and get disconnected, and we start to go down paths that we think we should walk, when in reality, our body's taking us a different direction. When we get disconnected from what it is that we need, because we start pursuing what it is that we think we want, very often that's when we get pulled out of alignment and we get a bit lost in the journey. We get disconnected and we start to feel like there's something we got to work on. And this is one of the biggest traps that I see in this space that I operate in, right? In personal development, coaching, transformation, is like we're always giving advice or always thinking that we need to work on ourselves. And I even use the word work, you know, like that I got to work on myself. But the word work implies the assumption that there's something wrong, or there's something not right about where you are. And then it's in this word that we create this kind of box that we put ourselves in that cuts us off from really stepping into this next level that I've spoken about before in some of my videos. And the next level is that there is nothing to work on. And that if you are going through a period of low energy, or if you're going through a period where you're struggling, or you're having a difficult time, or there's anxiety, or there's pressure, or there's health that's being impacted, then the belief that this is exactly what you need to experience right now to bring you into a high level of consciousness, when you shift that perception, instead of thinking there's something wrong, you just change the perception to, how is this serving me, or how is this supporting me in going to a new level? Then all of a sudden you start to break that resistance to what is. You know, a lot of this growth for us guys is learning to shift our perception to seeing or believing that there's never anything wrong. There's never anything that's happening that shouldn't be happening. And that when you start to make peace with how the circumstances of this moment show up, all of a sudden you start to go up in consciousness, and all of a sudden your awareness starts to rise, and all of a sudden all the answers you realize just exist on a higher level of consciousness. So our number one priority, our number one focus at all times should be on what is our current level of consciousness. What is my current level of awareness right now? And if that consciousness dips below a certain level, that's when all these like negative stories, these beliefs that there's something wrong, aren't there something wrong with me? That's when these beliefs kick in. So when we dip below that level of consciousness, the question then becomes, what do you need to give yourself to come back to joy? What's the thing that you need to prioritize right now that's going to just raise your energy up just a little bit? And what you'll often find, what I've found, is that because of the conditioning from our past, particularly our parents, around ignoring what it is that we need to provide or to work or to get things done or to thinking we need to do things to feel successful or productive in the world that are actually disconnected with what it is that we actually need, that conditioning is the thing that cuts us off from listening to that inner guidance. And a lot of the opportunity is learning to catch that conditioning and pull yourself back to, hey, I just need to slow down right now. I need to go for a walk right now. I need to meditate right now. I need to lie down. I need to go, you know, just go outside. And your mind is gonna resist the hell out of doing that, because that's the uncomfortable stage of growth, is stepping back from the old things that you used to do and just honoring what it is that you need. And that's why the spiritual development space, a lot of the words, it sounds simple in theory, but it becomes difficult to practice, because when you're in the moment, you're feeling anxious and overwhelmed, slowing down and meditating and just pulling yourself back from your work can feel like the most uncomfortable thing. But it's in those moments that you start to rewire a lot of this outdated programming. that you need to push through, you need to force, you need to effort your way to achieving, right? And this is the old way, right? That's the discipline path. And I get that some of you may not be fully ready to receive this new shift, but the new shift goes from that old school discipline. We got to push, we got to force, we got to show up every single day and do the same thing. We got to show up every single day and just like create, like the train hard and work hard. And that's what you do every day to achieve. But what about on the days when that's not in your highest alignment? Yes, Faith, well done on getting to the other side of it. On the days where that thing that you said you were going to do, when it's not in your highest alignment, or you don't feel inspired or called to do that thing, whether it's your current creative projects, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's certain foods that you're eating, if you don't feel called to do that thing at that time that you said you were going to do it, it's in your highest purpose to step back and devote yourself to where that flow of energy is moving you to, right? So it's going from discipline to devotion, okay? And when you devote yourself to this higher flow of energy, which is a higher consciousness, which allows for the creation or the manifestation of your desires or the things that you most want, the devotion to the highest flow of energy is what allows you to spontaneously and effortlessly create things in this world. And when you follow that path, it becomes a lot less effort. It becomes less friction. You start to burn yourself out less. There's less drainage and leakage of energy because you're going downstream. You're almost just like letting go of control and trusting. So much of the next stage in your growth is about trust. It's about trusting that if life is calling you in this direction and your mind is creating excuses or is trying to justify why you shouldn't go in that direction, then there's probably a strong possibility that that's where the next level is for you. And a lot of this is about surrendering and letting go of control. So I wanted to share that, and I feel like that's the path of mastery, is choosing to devote yourself to this higher frequency of energy, and how it looks every single day will be different. When you're living from the place of mastery, and I'm not there yet, I'm practicing and getting myself there, but when you're choosing to live from that place, it's the recognition that every day should be different. It's the recognition that the routine that worked for you yesterday may not work for you today, right? And it's learning to be okay with that. But what I found with myself is like I would have so much rigidity and attachment to my old routines because they worked for me last year or last month, and I'm thinking they're going to give me the same result today, but that's not what the flow of energy is moving me towards. Do you get where I'm going with this, guys? Like this is the new level of operation. It's hard because if you run a business, you'll realize that there are a bunch of things that need to get done often in a business. There's lots of things that we have committed to, or certain obligations that must get done in business, that it's so important to have enough flow and freedom in your day to still be able to listen to where you're being pulled from an inspiration standpoint, while also having a small amount of structure to allow business to start to progress. And what I found practically, this is how I'm now doing this, to set up my day so that I'm not falling into old rigid patterns of, this is how I have to create content from 9 to 10, or I have to, you know, work on the systems in my business from this time in the day. Because you'll realize that every single day is different. You realize that some days the energy's not there at that time. And this could be because of certain decisions you've made previously, or it could be because of collective reasons. Like maybe there's like certain things going on a collective level where the energy at this time of the year is not set up for you to build and create certain projects. Okay, so I just want to share that like overarching principle, that it's like listening to these elements, the subtleties and the nuances of where the energy is at day to day. So this is how I set up my day now, to start to allow myself to make the best decisions in accordance to what is present inside of me and where am I being called to. So phase number one is we must have things set up in the day, or you must have space in the day where you can tune into what is present. You know, if you wake up and you dive straight into stimulation, straight into conversation or interactivity with the outer world, then it becomes very difficult to sense or tune into what is on the heart today. What am I being called to today? You get me? So like things like the Aura Ring or these devices that help you track how your body is feeling can be helpful with that. But then there's that deeper nuance level, which is like, what do I eat today?
or what do I need to share today? What needs to be prioritized today? How do I want to move the body today? All of these deeper questions come from an intuitive knowing of this is what you need. So we must have space set up in the day to listen, okay? So I went from going, I need to meditate every day, to I just need to have space today. Because in the space, maybe the meditation is not the thing that's required. Because if you set up your space correctly, where you just have time alone without distraction, where you can just be and listen to yourself, sometimes it's not a formal meditation practice that you need. It could be. Sometimes now I just stand outside with my eyes closed and breathe into my lower belly. And that space is what allows me to listen to what's going on inside of my body and allows the next inspired piece of action to come through. So just, I just want to like share that with you guys. It doesn't need to be meditation. It could be yoga, or it could just be standing in nature. It could be going for a walk, anything where you can listen. The next thing that I do is in business, I will write down all the things that are a priority for me in that day in regards to business, things that I would like to get done. Now, these could be like things related to like marketing, systems, sales, like whatever it is that you prioritize in your business. If there's things you need to get done, write them down and then list them in order of priority, the highest priority all the way down to like the third or fourth priority. And then throughout the day, don't go ahead and just like, this is gonna happen at this time. Throughout the day, keep coming back to that list and then ask yourself, what do I feel inspired to do next? What out of this list calls to me the most right now based on how I'm feeling? And then you start to, will then go about the process of completing your goals or your tasks based on which one feels the most aligned in that moment, okay? So you have this list of things that you wanna get done, your to-do list, and then you should create a list of things you wanna do for yourself. Fun activities, where things you wanna go dance, or you wanna go to the beach, or you wanna just go and catch up with a friend, you wanna go to a cafe, things that have got nothing to do with achieving a goal, right? Things that are just for you to fill your cup, connected with having fun. And then you have that list. And sometimes it could be just like going to the gym, or it could be just like going for like doing something that's related to movement, or going to have a nice meal, or going somewhere out. Have that list, and then look at that list throughout the day and be like, what inspires me the most right now? Based on, and it could be 2 o'clock. And 2 o'clock, you're like, okay, what do I do next in my day? And you tune into how you're feeling. You look at your list and you go, what calls to me the most? Is it something business related, or is it something personal that would just like make me have fun? And then you just move in that direction. And then you trust that when you follow the thread of flow, or you follow the thread of joy, then in that flow, you'll start to be called to the next thing, and then the next thing. And then you start to unlock more clarity, and all of a sudden things start to happen effortlessly. You start meeting people, opportunities start showing up, all because you're not trying to force it. And it's just an opening. This is the process, guys, that we're on together, the practice together. It's a deeper level of opening, allowing, and receiving. If you do not if you don't know what to prioritize in your day, just slow down and open yourself and relax into your body and go, what would inspire me today? What calls to me the most? What would bring me joy in this moment? And then allowing that question to bring up an answer, and setting the intention that all you need to do today is allow, open, and receive. Become receptive to that level of guidance. So I wanted to share that. And it's a simple shift, because the old school, remember, the old school energy is discipline. It's like, we gotta like discipline our way through achieving goals. The new evolution of consciousness is where you devote yourself to something. And the devotion that I'm inviting you to bring into your life is a devotion to joy. Do not compromise your joy for anything. Do not compromise your gratitude, your appreciation, your inspiration for life, your presence. Anything that compromises that is not in alignment with what it is that you're here to create, the highest potential that you're here to create. So devote yourself to maintaining joy. And I promise that everything else in life will take care of itself. So that's my commitment. That's been my practice this week, and will continue to be my practice for the rest of my life. So I'm going to leave it at that. If you got any questions, Alan, good to see you, brother. If you got any questions, fire them away. I would be happy to answer some questions while we're here about anything. It doesn't have to be about what I just shared. And I wanted to let you guys know that if there's any men watching this or listening to this, I'm going to be hosting another retreat, a men's retreat out in Sedona, Arizona in May 9th. I would love to have you there if it calls to you. If you resonate with what I've been putting out, you've been looking to find a tribe, a brotherhood, community of men who are kind of stepping forward and living a life that's more authentic to them, then DM me retreat. I'll send you more information on what that involves. and it would be an honor to have you there. I'm probably going to run a couple of these retreats a year. They're very special. The last one sold out. It was amazing. So if you want to attend the next men's retreat, this is the time. This is the opportunity. Hit me up. Yes. Is that you, Carl? Armor? Yeah, Armor Co. Didn't have to do discipline to get himself to gym the way he was on his spiritual. Yes, bro. Well said. Well said. 100%, man. It's literally the story that we tell ourselves, right? And that's the shift in perception that's required. When you start to create a new story or a new belief that there is infinite abundance, there is never lack, there is never a lack of time, energy, or money. And that when you trust and honor that, you always have everything that you need moment to moment, or in other words, the present moment is everything that you need. Thanks, Faith. Good to see you. When the present moment, when you honor that the present moment has everything that you need for the evolution of your consciousness, you realize that there is an infinite amount of time, energy, and money. And then when you shift that belief and perception and you start moving from that place, you'll catch all of the old ways that you used to rush. This used to happen to me. Like, I'm always catching these little ways that I'm trying to rush prepping my food. I'm trying to rush to get through this thing so I can get to the next thing. Because underneath that is this scarcity, that there's fear, that there's not enough. So at the root of all of the, you know, all of the mistakes or the errors that we make, at the root of it is this belief that there's not enough time, energy, or money. Yeah. So if you can catch that and rewire it and just keep reassuring yourself that you're always provided for in the space of this moment, there is infinite time, energy, and resources. And if you move from that knowing, all of a sudden you just start to attract, or you start to get reflections of that in your external world. So the question then becomes, what do you need to prioritize in your day so that that goes from a story or a thought or a belief into a felt sense knowing of, like, I am whole, I am enough, I am complete. Very often it's just stepping back and doing less. You know, for me, what I realized was a few years ago, I was just training too much at the gym. My body was too tense and tight because I was constantly destroying myself at the gym. Why? It was a part of me that didn't feel like I was enough. So I would just keep, like, working harder. And then very often when I just, like, pulled back from going to the gym, all of a sudden my body had more time to rest and recover. My nervous system started regulating, and all of a sudden I just feel more energy. And in the process of feeling more energy, you feel more elevated emotions of abundance and gratitude and joy. Just remember, anytime you feel like shit, it just means you've spent too much energy. You've exhausted yourself. And the stories that you tell yourself when you're low energy are never very positive. But the truth is, you're just tired. And you need to rest and fill your cup and regulate your nervous system. And then naturally, you rise in consciousness, or you rise in clarity. Their illusion is that there is something that needs to be worked on. That is the fundamental illusion that our minds have fallen prey to. That we have to work on ourselves. If we just step back, did way less, was stimulated way less, trained way less, and just allowed ourselves to listen to what do you want to do today, regardless of any expectations of conditioning of what you think you should be doing, what does your heart and soul want to do today? And you just kept following that step, that next, you know, calling, you'll realize that it's very simple to live a life that's happy and peaceful. But we've just been so distracted from knowing that it becomes hard to do. So the challenge for us is, can we live a life of mastery in our regular lives and just know that spending too much time in these distractions is just gonna make things harder. So 80% of the work, or 80% of our process, is to remove what's getting in the way. Remove the distractions, remove the things that aren't serving you, remove the things that are pulling you further away from your body, yourself, your truth, your knowing. Just decide that, like, this is no longer going to be in my life. And in doing that, you realize that the answer's already always been there. You know, the answer to whatever question you have about your life right now is already available to you. It's just, you just need to go up in energy. So then you just look at what are you draining your energy with? What do you need to create space around? And then you allow the space to show you the answer. Awesome. Thanks for being here, guys. These all go on my podcast as well, so you get access to this on the podcast if you want to listen to it. How does a relationship with two strong individuals work? It depends what you mean by strong, brother. It depends how you define a strong individual. But I'll remind you again, if the men are watching this, you want to come to the next retreat. It's happening in Sedona 2 months from today. really looking forward to hosting another men's gathering. I'm going to be sharing more content from the last retreat to just show you how special it was. But yeah, I'm really calling forward the men in my community. Like, if you've been following me, or you're ready to step into an environment where you can be supported and going deeper, it would be an honor to have you at the next retreat. Side note, as well, if you want support from a men's group, I'm also starting up the next round of The Path, which is a 4-month brotherhood community that I facilitate online. If you want to learn more about that, DM me, The Path. I'll give you some more information on what that involves and entails. Same thing for the women. The women, if you're on here and you know a man who is ready to get support and just be in a men's group, something so powerful when you have brotherhood in your life, when you have a group of men who are showing up for each other, and you have guidance, accountability, and coaching, just so much gets unlocked. So that's a big part of my mission and purpose. Yes, Joe, good to see you, man. Big part of my mission and my purpose here is to provide that for men. It's really connected to what I feel like I'm called to do. So it inspires me a lot when I see men step into this work. So if you know a man, or you are a man listening to this, and you want to step in and have support, I got you. I'm here for you. I have an amazing tribe of men who are doing this on this journey together. Guys, I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm going to be posting this recording onto the podcast. If you want to go back and re-listen to it, my podcast is State Shifters. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all the things. And I appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing weekend, amazing Friday. And I'll be seeing you real soon. God bless. There we have it, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. One last thing before you take off. I want to tell you a little bit about The Path, which is a 4-month men's program that I facilitate. Enrollments are currently open. And if you're a man listening to this, or you know a man that may feel the call to step into a men's program, a men's group, then this is the opportunity for him. And if you're tuning into my content, if you're here, you're listening to this, there's some sort of resonance through what I'm putting out. There's something that's calling you to step into this work. And I have decided that I wanted to, you know, create opportunities for men to come together, to attract the right kinds of men who are willing to support each other in this journey. And what The Path is, it's a 4-month men's program where we go into each of the domains, all of the domains of a man's life, his relationships, his finances, his spirituality, his health, his fitness, all the areas to help him achieve full potency. And we do this through a very specific, measurable, tracked program where we have structure and we have accountability and we have guidance. And essentially, we meet every week, we come together, we measurably track progress in each of these areas, and we have safe spaces where we can open up around other men to release the things we've been holding on to release the blockages that are holding us back from being true, authentic, grounded warriors in this earth. And if you're here, you know the urgency, you know the need for this kind of work, especially for us men to step into this new level of leadership. So I just wanted to let you know that we're now taking enrollments for the next round. It's something that, you know, I really feel that this is my heart and soul's calling to bring this work to fellow men, to fellow brothers like yourself. So if you head on over to thepathbrotherhood.com, you'll be able to learn more information about The Path, what it's about, and how to apply. And if there's something in your soul that's resonating with what I'm sharing, then please follow that calling, because on the other side of it is a whole new realm of possibility, power, and confidence that will just start to emit from you. It will emanate out of you. You deserve it, my friend. You fucking deserve it. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you on the inside. Take care.